This week's Divrei Torah are being learned L'zeicha Nishmas Avi Murray, Rabbi Yitzchak Moshe David Ben Rav Baruch, and L'zeicha Nishmas Rabbi Shua Aryeh Ben Rabbi Yisachar Beresh, and also as a Refuah Shleima to Imi Marasi Malka Bas Zisel. In Parshas Pekudei, the Torah relates how each item in the Mishkan and the Bigdei Kohuna were made exactly ka'asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, exactly how Hashem commanded Moshe that it should be made. Baal Turim notes that the expression ka'asher tziva Hashem es Moshe is said 18 times in Parshas Pekudei, alluding to the 18 brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. The question arises, what is the connection between Bezalel making the Mishkan ka'asher tziva Hashem es Moshe and the 18 brachos of Shemoneh Esrei? I once heard a pshat that Hashem told Moshe that Bezalel should be the one building the Mishkan because Hashem filled him with chachma and with svuna. He was the true chacham lev. He was the ultimate artist. We are accustomed to viewing artists as those who are free-thinking, creative, not being confined by guidelines and blueprints. One might have expected Bezalel, with his artistic spirit, to attempt to, quote, improve upon Hashem's blueprint of the Mishkan. Therefore, the Torah stresses that he followed every instruction to the last detail, ka'asher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Similarly, many people can feel constrained by the standard nusach of our tefillos, saying that, you know, these tefillos, they're old-fashioned. It does not address our current needs. However, based on the Baal Turim's comparison of Shemoneh Esrei to the building of the Mishkan, we can understand how to view our nusach ha-tefillah. Just as Bezalel followed precisely Hashem's guidelines in building the Mishkan, ka'asher tziva Hashem es Moshe, but still found room for creative expression by having his own unique machshavos as he was building, so too our Chachamim established a nusach ha-tefillah. However, it is open to us to have our own machshavos and insights within the nusach that they created. A Talmud of Reb Chatzkel Abramsky once related to Reb Chatzkel that a friend of his underwent a kidney transplant. Reb Chatzkel gave a krechts, and he said, "I daven every day that I should not have to go through a kidney transplant." The Talmud asked Reb Chatzkel, "Rebbe, where in davening do you add this special tefillah not to have to undergo a kidney transplant?" And Reb Chatzkel responded, "I do not add anything. In Benchin we ask, V'no'al tatzrichenu Hashem lekenu lo'i lidei matnas bosor v'dom. We should not have to rely on presents from a bosor v'dom, which can mean monetary presents, but can also mean transplants and the like. Not having to rely on someone else's organ." What Reb Chatzkel was saying is that within the nusach that our Chachamim made about 2,000 years ago, we can have our own machshavos and integrate our current needs into this ancient tefillah. Ka'asher tziva Hashem es Moshe 18 times, connecting Bezalel's unique machshavos while still adhering to Hashem's exact blueprint, to Shemoneh Esrei, having our own unique machshavos while still keeping to the original nusach ha-tefillah. The second Dvar Torah for this week is that the parasha starts off Eileh Pekudei HaMishkan. These are the accountings for the Mishkan. The Medrash says that Klal Yisrael accused Moshe of pocketing some of their donations. Therefore, Moshe gave an accounting for the gold, the silver, and the copper. The Pasuk says the totals that were collected. For the gold, 29 kikar and 730 shekel. For the silver, 100 kikar and 1,775 shekel. And for the nechoshes, 70 kikar and 2,400 shekel. But what's interesting is that the Torah provides a detailed account of how the silver and the copper were used. The silver for the silver sockets, the silver hooks, and so on. The copper for the copper sockets, the copper mizbeach, and so on. However, the Torah does not specify what the gold was used for. Why wasn't the same accounting given for the gold? That the gold was used for the aroin, for the shulchan, and all the other vessels. Why was it only specified by the silver and the copper? Rav Sternbuch answers that there are three levels in the metals donated. Gold being the most precious, followed by silver, and then copper. The generous person donated the gold. The thrifty, frugal person donated the copper. It is in human nature that those who are generous do not seek a detailed breakdown of every penny that they donate, whereas the frugal people are the ones who request an exact accounting of where every penny went. Therefore, says Rav Sternbuch, regarding the nechoshes, Moshe had to show where the money went because the frugal people were the ones who donated the nechoshes, demanding an accounting on their donations where their money went. However, the generous people who donated the gold did not request a report of how the money was spent. Therefore, no accounting was necessary for the gold. And regarding the silver, an accounting was also necessary because the silver was not given with the same nidiv lev as the gold. Because regarding the silver, there was a required amount that each person had to give. Every person had to give a half a shekel. It was a mandatory donation, and such a donation is not given with the same nidiv lev. Therefore, there too, they asked for a breakdown on how the funds were spent. So the silver and the copper needed a breakdown, but not the gold. Reb Zalman Sirotzkin says a similar idea to answer the question why a breakdown of the funds were needed for the donations of the Mishkan, but no such breakdown was needed when they donated the gold for the Egel. He explains that when someone does a mitzvah with his money, the Yetzer Hara wants to prevent him from giving by saying, be careful, don't give. The money is not going where you think it's going. But when someone is doing an Avera with his money, the Yetzer Hara works in the opposite manner, saying, don't worry, the money will go to the right place. It will not be misused. Therefore, by the donations of the Mishkan, which was a mitzvah, an accounting was necessary because the Yetzer Hara pushed them to request an accounting. However, by the Avera of the Egel, the Yetzer Hara worked in the other way, saying that the money will not be misused and no accounting will be necessary.